Please do be seated. If you were here on Good Friday, not quite as many of you here on Good Friday, but if you were, we were thinking about the death of Jesus on the cross. And I said then that that event was of cosmic significance. It was an event like the Big Bang, like the creation of the whole universe. That's how significant, how important Jesus' death on the cross was for us. Why? Because Jesus was both fully human and God. And on the cross, God himself meets death. The Bible uses lots of different images for what happens when Jesus dies. And one of them in 2 Corinthians that Paul uses is the image of Jesus, who is utterly sinless, taking the sin of the world on himself. So the Bible puts it like this: he who had no sin became sin for us. And that little word sin really means anything that destroys God's good creation, anything that contaminates or pollutes, especially our relationships with each other and with God. God created us to be in harmony with him and with each other. And anything, sometimes it seems small, greed and selfishness. Sometimes it might be big, hatred and anger and war and murder. But anything that gets in the way of God's love, that destroys our humanity, is sin. And the Bible says that he who had no sin became sin for us. It says that the one who was defined by life, in Acts 3, we read of Jesus as the author or source of life, became death, died for us. But of course, that's not the end of the story. And this morning, we're celebrating especially the second half of the story. And we're going to have a reading now from Mark's Gospel on the screen, which reminds us of what we're celebrating this morning.
After the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene, Salome, and Mary, the mother of James, bought some spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just as the sun was coming up, they went to the tomb. On the way, they were asking each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance for us?" But when they looked, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away, and it was a huge stone. The women went into the tomb, and on the right side, they saw a young man in a white robe sitting there. They were alarmed. The man said, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus from Nazareth, who was nailed to a cross. God has raised him to life, and he isn't here. You can see the place where they put his body. Now go and tell his disciples, especially Peter, that he will go ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you."
Wow, that is amazing news. He's not dead anymore. He's been raised to life. As the women were walking to the tomb, the thing that they felt most sad about was their separation from Jesus. Death separates us, doesn't it, from people we love. And they were full of grief at that sense of separation. I'd like to think with you this morning about what happens when Jesus goes through death and comes to life. What happens to separation? I wonder whether you've been separated from someone you love. Maybe you've got lost in a crowd and you'll know that immediate panic. Where are my mum and dad? Or where's my child? And hopefully you've been put back together and reunited. And just to think about separation, I would like a volunteer this morning. Thea, would you like to volunteer? Come on out then. I've got a few props that I'm going to use to help us think about separation and how it can be overcome. So Thea, just come with me and I'll introduce you to everybody. What's your name, Thea?
Thea.
Thea. Excellent. Good. Now, Thea, have you ever been separated from your mum or dad? No. Have you been separated from your teddy? That's quite hard, isn't it? Shall we do that now? Oh, right. Now, Thea, I know your dad's up there and your mum's over there. I am going to separate you from us with something quite flimsy and small. So you're not going to be scared, are you? Okay, so you might want to just put your hands out like that down below, so that you know, right further down, there we are. Okay, this is some paper that I prepared earlier, and Thea is going to be separated from all of us, including her mum and dad and her big sister. There we are. Right, can you hold the bottom of that so it doesn't fall down? Thea, can you see us? Can you see us? Hold it up a bit. Can you see us, Thea? No. Can we see Thea? That's really sad. But you'll be pleased to hear that I have this morning, my first prop, a hole punch. Now, what do hole punchers do? They punch holes in paper. So, Thea, don't be afraid. I'm coming to your rescue. Okay? If I punch your clothes by mistake, don't worry. We have insurance. But here we go. It's a big, big punch. I hope it'll fit. I'm going to punch some holes in this paper. There we are. Oh, they're nice. They're heart-shaped holes. Oops, there we are. Right, Thea, can you see us? You can, can't you? Isn't that amazing what a hole punch can do? What was separated? Thea, come round here, because people in the chancel can't see you there. There, we can all see Thea now, and she can see us. So paper can be sorted out by a hole punch. But just imagine, Thea, that you had something much more difficult to overcome than paper. Just stay there. Just imagine that we had a brick wall instead of paper separating you from those that you love. There we are. Oh, they're heavy. Oh. Right, can you lot see Thea? Thea, can you see the people down there? So do you think my hole punch will be able to punch through these brick walls? You do? Do you think they will? Let's have a go. It won't work. We need a bigger hole punch. Stay there, Thea. Help is coming. I have here a drill. And drills are quite good. Stay there, Thea. Stay there. Don't panic. Okay. I'm going to drill through these brick walls. They're very thick, so I'll have to drill both ways, I think. Okay, look at me, Thea. Look this way, okay, and we'll... No, don't stay behind. Right, you ready? Just pray. Right. Oh, it's hard, but it's going through. Look at that, one hole there. Oh, we'll go through the other side as well, Thea. Hang on a second, are you ready to look? Oh, my goodness, Thea, look through there. You're a bit short. Can you see? Believe it or not, you can look at it later. Thea can see me, and I can see Thea. We're no longer separated. Wow! Thea, that's amazing. So, this isn't just a drill, it's a hole punch. But a bigger, more powerful hole punch than the other one. Thea, Teddy's still here waiting for you, don't worry. Now, stay there, Thea, stay there. Just imagine, my third prop, I couldn't fit in the church. I tried to get it in the church, but it was too big and too heavy to get here. And actually, there's two of them. The first is this. It's a mountain. Thea, can you see that mountain? Look behind you. Now, just imagine that instead of a brick wall or a piece of paper, the thing that separated Thea from us and us from Thea was a mountain that big and that tall and that wide. Do you think that you'd be able to get over it, Thea? I don't think you would. I don't think even your dad would be able to get over that. And I don't think you'd be able to get round it, would you? Sorry? You could try and climb over it, but I'm not sure that you could. What we would need to get through it would be a big hole punch, wouldn't it? And fortunately, this is what I couldn't get into church, there are big hole punches. This one is called Matilda, and she's a tunnel boring machine. Not boring as in my sermons, but boring as in through things. And I don't know if you can see the men at the bottom to give you a picture of how big Matilda is. But Matilda, amazingly, can do to that mountain this. Wow. She can go straight through the mountain. And if Thea was on one side of the mountain and I was on the other side, Matilda would... Oops. Did that hurt? Sorry. Would break down the mountain. What's that got to do with Easter Sunday? You're being brilliant, Thea. Just wait there for a minute. There's a cream egg on its way. You might say that in Jesus Christ, we have the world's greatest hole punch. Because the whole point of Easter is this, that Jesus, who is God, takes on himself all the sin, all the rebellion, all the contamination and pollution, all the guilt of the whole of creation, and enters into death, not to bounce back, but to go through sin and death and out the other side, and invite us back into a reconciled relationship with God our Father, who made us for himself. Jesus, if you remember nothing else, remember this. Jesus is the ultimate hole punch, who punches a way through sin and even death so that we can be reconciled, restored to God. I'm going to finish with one more prop, and it's just a little story, because Jesus punching holes in sin and death isn't just good news for the whole of creation. It's good news for you and me personally. And this is a story that involves a gas lamp like this one. Anybody here got a gas lamp like this when you go camping? And it's a story you may have heard before. It's the story of Robert Louis Stevenson, who became a famous author. But when he was a little boy, he lived in Edinburgh, in the time when there weren't any electric lights on the streets. And so what used to happen is they had gas lamps all down the streets. And they had gas lighters who would come in the evening and climb a ladder and light the gas lamp so people could see their way home. And the story is told of Robert Louis Stevenson when he was little, looking through his bedroom window with his nose pressed against the glass. Maybe some of you do that. And he's watching the gas light lampers, the gas lamp lighters, light the gas lights. And his mum comes in and says, "Robert, what are you doing?" And he says, "Mum, look at this. I'm watching that man punching holes in the darkness. I'm watching that man punching holes in the darkness." And Easter tells us that Jesus Christ, the risen one, here with us today, with you wherever you are joining us this morning, is the one who punches holes in the darkness. And we can come to him in our darkness and invite him to bring his light and his hope and his resurrection power wherever we are and whatever our circumstances. So I'd like to finish with a prayer for that, for you and for me this morning. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the one who punches holes in the darkness, who punches holes in sin and death, so that when we follow you and put our trust in you, we can have life in all its fullness. We pray that we might experience that today and in the coming weeks and months and years, whatever our circumstances. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much. You listened very carefully and very well. And Thea, you've been brilliant. Should we give Thea a round of applause? One for you and one for Eliana. So let's go back to the seat.